Okay, all you gamers out there, think about this. The aerospace manufacturer Raytheon is showing off new hardware this month that blends the Xbox with guns, real guns, missiles, bombs. I read about this at Human Nature, Will Salatin's column at Slate.com. Will says that drones, which the military often uses in Afghanistan and Iraq, these pilotless planes, will soon be much more user-friendly.
The old system for operating drones, the one that we presently use before we go to this technology, is, you know, you're looking through a feed from a camera that's in the drone, and you have some other information about the vicinity that's relayed to you, but you have to put it together, and it's awkward. You're using a regular old computer keyboard. This new system is designed to solve that problem by making it just sort of easier to feel as though you are really there. These pilots are sit in Nevada. That's where they sit, at an Air Force base. But the drones they're operating are over Iraq, over Afghanistan. And so to help you feel as though you are there, although you really are not, what Raytheon has done is to set this up like a video game, because that's what video games now do so well, to make you feel as though you are in this virtual world when in reality you're sitting, you know, in your chair at home.
Possible new target approaching target one building. Designate new target, target five.
Pilot copies.
Sensor copies.
White pickup arrived in front of target building.
Now, let me just explain what we're watching here while this unfolds. There are two people, a man and a woman, sitting in what look like kind of hyper-modern consoles or something with these wraparound video screens, and they're talking to this other voice that's coming on and reporting to them. And they're playing what looks like a video game, but it's not.
Now, I should say, this is a demonstration. It's not, you know, there is an actual kill that takes place in the video, but it is not a real kill. It is a demo kill. But what the system that they're playing or working on actually is designed to do and will do when it is deployed is to hunt and, if necessary, kill real targets. It fires missiles. It drops bombs. You can hear the guy talking about the weapons that he has available on one of his drones.
And they didn't just make it feel like a video game. They figured out that there was a sort of a feedback loop that was a problem for the operators. They couldn't kind of sense what was happening. And they hired video gamers to redesign their system for them.
Yeah, they hired real game developers because, you know, when you compared what people in the military were using to operate drones to what the latest Xbox or PlayStation system looked like, I mean, the screens on this wrap around you so you feel as though you are there. One of the executives at Raytheon describes it as projecting your mind into a place where you aren't.
You write about watching this demonstration video with your 7-year-old kind of standing behind you watching the screen, and he gets it right away, and he kind of likes it.
Yeah, you know, he saw it with me, and, you know, he tells my wife, oh, it was really cool, Mom. You know, the thing went down on this car, and there was a big explosion. Because, you know, he is from this age of kids who are growing up playing these video games. The disturbing thing is that this is not just my son. The entire strategy of Raytheon is that this technology, because it is designed around video games that today's kids know so well, is going to be intuitive to them. They're going to be able to migrate over from playing video games to operating drones because the systems are so similar. One of the big selling points for this technology is how much money it's going to save the military in training, because the kids are going to come into the military already knowing how to operate systems like this. And of course, the problem is you go into operating one of these things, perhaps never having been in a real war. Will you feel it in your bones that what you are doing when you press that little red button on the throttle is actually killing somebody?
This demonstration video, it shows these two people tracking a vehicle that's moving through some unnamed, although it looks to be Mideastern, maybe even Iraqi city. Do you know what the source of that video is? Because watching this thing, I can't tell what's real and what's not real.
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly what that demo is supposed to be showing. One of our readers posted a link to a video that's on YouTube from a game called Call of Duty 4. It's a video game that looks almost exactly like what is supposed to be here, a demo of a real live hit. And you realize that there is a convergence going on. The gamers are making their games more and more realistic. And meanwhile, the people who construct these drones and the systems that operate them are making reality look more and more like a video game.
Will Salatin writes the Human Nature column at Slate.com. You can find his piece on the new drone control systems. It's called War is Halo. Will, thanks again.
Thank you, Alex.